Larger frac sand mines and processing plants are required to install ambient air monitors nearby. These measure tiny particles coming from smokestacks, sand piles, and trucks. But only 11 air monitors have been installed by frac sand companies since the industry began expanding in 2010. That means around 90% aren't being monitored. Companies can ask for an exemption from monitoring if they can make the case on paper and through computer modeling that the general public will not be harmed. According to data obtained through an open records request, there have been 20 applications for air monitoring exemptions in the last 2 years. Of those, 15 have been granted by DNR. The agency declined to comment for this story. Crispin Pierce is the director of the UW-Eau Claire Environmental Public Health Program. He says the monitors that are in place don't tell the whole story.
So the DNR is requiring less than 10% of frac sand facilities to monitor, but even then measuring the much larger particles, the PM10, which are not nearly as closely associated with adverse effects like cardiovascular disease and lung cancer.
Pierce says every frac sand site should be monitoring for superfine silica dust particles known as PM2.5, which can embed in the lungs and enter the bloodstream. The DNR has argued that their air monitors catch both the large and smaller particles, and the levels of PM10 particles have not exceeded state standards. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.